What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
We see Tyler Loop and we know he was drafted in the sixth round. But Ed, I don't know if you noticed, and maybe I missed it because when the draft comes around, it's the beginning of the baseball season, which is literally my other job. And maybe this is a story that I missed, but I know I hadn't heard it recently. You know how Randy Brown selected Tyler Loop as the kicker that he wanted to get drafted by the Ravens? All right. He had lunch or dinner, I should say, with some kickers. He had a 2.5-hour dinner at a restaurant in Tucson. Is it Tucson? Was it Tucson?
Tucson,
Arizona, with Tyler Loop. They sat across the table. He listened to Loop explain, the process of going through kicking the ball, the sweet spot, all those things. Even at one point, they moved tables and chairs so Loop could show him.
Really?
Yeah. After the dinner, Randy Brown texts John Harbaugh saying, "I think we have our guy." When the draft came around, they drafted him in the sixth round, and this is his guy. This is Randy Brown's guy. Randy Brown handpicked Tyler Loop, which I did not know. I thought he was a guy that maybe the scouting department saw, they liked him, they drafted him like they do most other people. I had no idea that your kicking coach handpicked this guy. He thought he had not only the talent, but the moxie, the intestinal fortitude, and all those things to be a kicker who can handle not only success, but some failure. And that's how he became the sixth-round draft pick of the Baltimore Ravens. I think that's a fascinating story.
It is fascinating because they don't draft kickers much in the NFL.
He's the first kicker drafted in the history of the Baltimore Ravens.
Yep.
But for Randy Brown to take on that kind of responsibility and that to be under his tutelage like that, I think is now that gives me even more faith in Tyler Loop because you're not just here because I'm taking you under my wing because they drafted you. I'm taking you under my wing because I picked you.
I vouch for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got to work. This has got to work.
Yeah.
I told these guys it would work. So, he's probably, spending time with them. Probably like a son to him almost. At least, another family member. You've got to work. My success is hitched to you. If you don't work, that's on me. I love that. I absolutely love that. He said, in games and in practice, Tyler Loop, if he misses one, he normally follows it with a good kick. He said, John Harbaugh, after going 5-for-6, decided, look, we're going to stop with the nonsense. This is our guy. Let's move forward full speed ahead with just him. I think that was decided that they drafted him, but okay, I'll play along. I'll say you did it after he went 5-for-6. You drafted a kicker. You're not cutting him.
Well, it's kind of cool they did that, too, because that takes the pressure. It's your job, kid. Because if you're going to hold a guy for no reason, I get it. It's still a little competition. But after, he's going to be the kicker. So
he said the process, it builds those repetitions of repetition. Randy Brown was saying this guy kicks all the time. That's all he does. He's a student of the game, not just the physical part of the game, but the mental aspect of the game too. It really gave you a different insight. You know me, I don't talk about kickers too much. But I read this article because, number one, hats off to the Ravens for the headlines of the article. It says how Clifton Brown, who's phenomenal, how Randy Brown's coast-to-coast search landed Tyler Loop. I didn't know Randy Brown went through a coast-to-coast search looking for a kicker.
Not either. Yeah.
I didn't know that. And some of you knew it. Good for you. I did not know that. Again, they may have talked about that during the draft, but you got to excuse me. While everybody's fully locked in draft mode, I'm beginning my other job doing baseball. So I didn't know that job. I didn't know that was a thing that happened. But I love the fact that he picked his guy.
Yeah. It's actually awesome they picked this guy. As you say, got to work.
I think the kid's going to be successful.
I do too. His last outing was great. 5-for-6 with a 53-yarder. You can't ask for more than that.
I got more faith. I have even more faith in them because, again, I'm sorry. I don't want to beat a dead horse because the kicking coach picked him.
Yeah, right.
This guy picked him.
Yeah.
It's not, he's not, Randy Brown's not stuck with Tyler Loop. Randy right. Brown picked Tyler Loop.
Yeah.
That gives me even more, I had confidence in him already, but that gives me even more confidence knowing this is the guy you wanted.
Yeah, me too.
There's a reason you wanted
him. We've all heard stories about when quarterbacks are stuck with, coaches get stuck with quarterbacks, like, I don't know, the Giants, isn't it?
Yeah.
He didn't want Danny Dimes.
He did not.
Yeah.
Who did he want to keep? Who
was it? Yeah, but he did not want Jones, and he ended up having him, didn't work out, and, you know, and then his ass on the hot seat because the team hasn't won in, you know, forever.
Are you stuck with the quarterback? I heard the guy that's down in Jacksonville right now didn't really want Trevor Lawrence, but Trevor Lawrence was there before him.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
You know, all hands were on deck with Lamar Jackson when they drafted him. That's different. All hands were on deck. They wanted him. They figured out this is the – and it's sort of like this. All hands are on deck with this Tyler Loop kid. I think that's a great thing. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Because I talk about kickers and I kid around about it. But I'm not stupid. I do know that one day it's going to come down to his right foot.
Absolutely, sure. This season it will.
Maybe a playoff game. Yeah. One day it's going to come. Yep. You play at least 17 games. At least one of them is going to come down to the right leg of Tyler Loop.
Yes. Yeah, that's no joke. It definitely is.
I don't care how good your team is. In fact, the better your team is, the more opportunities he's going to get. Because you may have those opportunities where you're playing a great team and you got to come from behind late, or it's a tie game, you got to kick a field goal late. You're going to have those opportunities. And I hope the kid has the mental and intestinal fortitude to get the job done. Because this is a team expected to go to the Super Bowl and win it. Your kicker can't be your weak link.
No. Definitely not. Definitely not. I'm glad they found him because that was, you'd hate to see, because could you just imagine, you know, if the season was decided by two games, say, or three games that were blown by a kicker?
This freaking guy. That's what we say.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Clubhouse Connections at 7:15, but on the other side, looking at the Indianapolis Colts, you talk about Danny Dimes. He is going to be the starting quarterback for the Colts. Why? Because they drafted a guy in Richardson that they do not believe in right now. It's obvious that they don't. Is the Colts situation an example of how desperate NFL teams are for quarterbacks? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.